It says this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private.
That says pubic.
Oh, pubic debts. I put that in the wrong part of my pants then. Oops, so this is sort of a fun thing for me. I'm not doing it for my health, you know. I'm doing it for my entertainment. I've got this little. This isn't even English. Well, look, I just have to talk about just some really short, brief, concise things with regards to the Church of the Self-Genius. Ivan Stang gave a phenomenal rant. Some of you may have been here before. Some of you may have gotten here after that. The timbre of the evening has changed as the evening has unfolded. But I just have a few brief words. You ever use one of those sticky traps? When you have a mouse problem, we don't really use them in Baltimore because all that does is slow the mice down for long enough for the rats to get to them, and it's just not pretty from there. But if you think of the sticky trap and you think about what it's like, and I don't mean this in an animal rights sense, but. Then what you picture, what happens when you hit that sticky trap and you get that first something's wrong, you can't free it, and you put your other hand on it, and next thing you know, you're sprawled out, you can't move an inch, you're restricted to a two-dimensional plane. I mean, I don't know if you ever read the Flatland, you know, this whole concept of two-dimensional reality. When you hit the sticky trap, all of a sudden your range of motion is restricted. You have become a two-dimensional object. Now, you may protrude out into three-dimensional space, but the fact of the matter is what has happened is you've become a two-dimensional object. You are affixed to this plane. Now, I want you to extend that a little farther. You know, imagine, if you will, a three-dimensional sticky trap. Imagine you've managed to get yourself entangled into some sort of three-dimensional equivalent of the two-dimensional sticky trap. When you find yourself restricted in your range of movement to a point where you are entirely immobile. Your perspective is limited. You can't turn your head to look in any other direction. You can't, and maybe, you know, because what happens at the end when you pick up the sticky trap with the mouse on it, you take it over and you drop it in a bucket of water, you know? And so essentially what that mouse gets is from the minute he hits that sticky trap, he's completely under control of whoever controls the sticky trap. You pick up the sticky trap, you're basically, it's a linear narration. He's seeing the final days of his life. Now if you then extrapolate what I described as a three-dimensional sticky trap, and think about that, this is not actually a three-dimensional sticky trap because we, like that mouse, stuck on that sticky trap being carried to the bucket of water. We are being carried through space in a moving fashion. We've incorporated a fourth dimension into this sticky trap that we are still enmeshed in, and we're moving. You know, there's a four-dimensional experience. There's the passage of time. There's movement through space, but our movement is still restricted because that's how we move through the four-dimensional continuum. That's how we move through space. But this is the thing. Is our destination in space is not yet written. There are things that come from other places that influence us, ideas, direct and indirect, concepts, books, music, things like that. this is where the revelation that I'm bringing to you tonight comes in. We are under attack. We are under attack from the descendants of us in the future. They are waging war on us. Nay, they are not waging war on us, they are waging war with us. Because as those of you have studied any pop quantum physics, and you know about the Heisenberg uncertainty principle and the waveform collapse and the indeterminacy concept of a hydrogen atom and the electron as it spins, the proton as it spins or as it hazes in some indeterminate nebulous quantum cloud, what happens is that there is no determined future. But in some of the futures that stem from this point, there is time travel. The problem is the people in the future that get the time travel, they've got to make sure that it's their future that happens. And there's not just one time traveling self from the future at work. There are multiple, infinite opportunities in the future. And they're struggling to make their own presence our future. And this is where the Church of the Subgenius comes in. Because there's not just one person carrying that sticky trap, that four-dimensional sticky trap of doom forward. There are a million times a million. There are Aleph Null, if you're familiar with the term. There are an unquantifiable quantity of future entities struggling to bring us towards their own concept of what our doom will look like. And we at the Church of the Subgenius, we have chosen to stare into the face of planetary doom with open arms and open wallets. We have looked to this man, this Bob Duff, J.R. Bob Duff, the greatest salesman that ever lived.
Raise Bob!
He cut a deal with one specific future. On July 5th, 1998, the Exists, the men from Planet X, they're not really men, and it's not really a planet. But that's not important. On July 5th, 1998, they will come and destroy this planet. They will lay it to waste. There will be nothing but a smoking cinder, where once this lush, green-blue ball swirled around our somewhat unremarkable yellowish star. And that's what we want. We have decided who's going to be carrying our four-dimensional sticky trap of doom into the future. And we are paying Bob Dobbs nothing. We're paying the Church of the Subgenius $30. But that's just to make sure that you're on board, because there is no redemption without shedding of blood, but there is no profit without spending of money. And that's what we're here tonight, to celebrate.
Yeah.
The spending of money.
Praise God.
Eternal salvation for $30 or triple your money back. Choose your doom and choose a spectacular one. And you know, if you've got just the right kind of essence, those elder gods, those frightening creatures from beyond, they'll save us for last. And they'll savor us just a little more. We don't want a savior. We want to be savored. That's all I got to say tonight. Thanks for coming to the D-Bible. We got another band. We got a little bit more ranting. There's good stuff happening tonight. And we still haven't drank all the beer yet. What's wrong with you people?
Up here. Ooh, good. We can use that later.